It's Harvey and I'll Go FM with I Told You So.
Let's talk about trends and things that you need to be on the lookout for around this time of day. Every couple of weeks, we talk to Bernadette Nell Nodir from Atlas Security. How has the year started, Bernadette?
Wow, Roland, it's really restarted with a bang. Good afternoon. It's great to be back again. As I said to you off air, I thought I was going to ease into it, but unfortunately, crime had a different idea for me.
All right. Yeah, give us some numbers on what the trends have been so far.
Well, just looking back as the start of 2021, we've had a total of 101 positive incidents reported to Atlas Security. Breaking that down, we're looking at about 49 burglaries, an armed robbery, a house robbery, 12 thefts, one robbery of person, 14 medical emergencies, and 13 arrests made in 1 week. So the team definitely had their hands full.
It's encouraging to see that the medical emergencies are kind of plateauing or reducing a little bit, which is encouraging to see. It looks like good work has been done in that regard by the community in Nelson Mandela Bay. Let's talk, though, about the source of all of these things. A lot of these things are based in last year. Let's just take a look back at the challenges and successes you guys report from 2020.
Well, Roland, I think nobody was ready for 2020, and just like everybody else, we kind of went into it, you know, just doing what we thought was right at the time, and I think we pretty much got it right and pretty much on the money. We faced lockdown, and we immediately, what we did is we looked at what the situation was throwing at us, and we beefed up our operations, which had a major impact on our clients, brought down crime to our clients considerably. And I think it was very daunting for everyone out there, you know, but we kept the full faith in our team, and they managed to step up to the plate, and they handled every single situation. We responded to a total of 2,883 incidents in 22, which is quite a lot,
yep.
Of which 1,133 were actually positive burglaries, with September standing out as one of our busiest months. And Roland, if you recall, that's when they also eased the lockdown rules a little bit. We had a total of 437 incidents in that 1 month, which is really, really high. But we managed to make a total of 303 arrests in 2020. So regardless of what we faced, we stood up to the plate and did what we had to do.
Well done for the successes, and thank you for being there through the tough time. Also to your team with the associated risks as well, looking after their health and that of the community as well. As we go forward, Atlas Security's got goals for 2021, as we all do. How are you guys facing this new year?
Well, I think it was really, really important for us to leave 2020 where it was and move into a new year with a whole new renewed set of goals. So this year, our focus is definitely to leave no room for any criminal to roam around our community or to terrorize families and do exactly as they please. So this is the year we're going to lock down on our own level and really, really fight crime as hard as we possibly can. I mean, if you think about it, how do we aim to achieve this, though? You know, how can we kick crime in the teeth? So for us, it's really about teamwork. And fighting crime, we do believe, is everybody's responsibility. And nobody can sit back and just expect another entity to do this. We have to stand together, whether that is from the security side, whether it's community, SAPS, we're going to have to take this on with both hands. So we're really asking everybody to start ensuring that they have an alarm in their homes, that alarm is actually linked to Atlas Security, that it's in a good working condition, and obviously to arm your alarm. We are still seeing a lot of negligence when we get to break-ins where alarms were not armed, and people must remember that receiving your signal is how we are able to do what we do best. So it's another important tool that I might want to just also throw in there is obviously eliminating any weak links. Any suburb is only as strong as its weakest link. So if there are still homes without alarms, you're going to find that the criminal aspect is going to keep coming back. So if you have a neighbor that doesn't have an alarm, go out there, convince him it's time to sign up with Atlas Security and to make your neighborhood much safer. And we've actually running this wonderful project, a referral project where if you refer a neighbor, a friend, a family member, and they sign up with Atlas Security, you actually get a month for free. So think about it. If you can sign up 12 people, you're going to not pay Atlas Security for our services for an entire year, which I think is pretty much a bargain. And that's really just working towards having safer neighborhoods at the end of the day. And then the last important pillar is obviously being proactive, Roland, which is as simple as speaking up about seeing suspicious behavior. If you see something, say something, do something. It's my favorite saying. I say that to everybody. Report it to our control room and allow us to investigate the suspicious activity before it becomes a positive incident.
Finally, how does somebody get hold of you if they want to either investigate, refer someone, find out more?
Very, very simple, Roland. You can reach us at 0861-585-585. Drop us an email on info@atlas24.co.za or follow us on Facebook, Instagram. We are everywhere.
Thank you, Bernadette Nel-Nordia from Atlas Security. Please tell the team on behalf of the community, thank you. Keep doing what you guys are doing.
Thank you, Roland.
Taking a break can mean so many different things. It's a moment to relax.